to Jason Lamb. Do you see what I see? Said Jason Lamb to Dylan. Only with one eye closed. Wink.
Dylan versus the world.
On the Zone at 91.3. Here's your host, Jason Lamb. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Friday morning edition of Dylan versus the World. A beautiful sunrise in the sky and some, I'd say, majority blue sky out there. It's looking like it's going to be a decent day and heading into the weekend. So here we go. Dylan's had a fairly decent week as far as Dylan versus the World is concerned, although we did lose yesterday. Dylan, how are you feeling on a Friday?
I'm good, man.
Cap things off with a win, I assume. I know that we have a very confident player on the line here who thinks differently, and that would be David. Hi, David.
Hey, how's it going?
Very well indeed. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. Just getting ready to start work here, and I thought I'd roll the dice and challenge Dylan on this lovely Friday.
Very good. And what do you do for work?
Elevator mechanic apprentice.
Yes. I remember we have talked to you before. You said it's been about a year. That makes sense to me. I believe I made a hilarious joke about how your job was uplifting and had its ups and downs. And I remember now.
That's right. Yeah, it was a good day.
Good day. did you beat Dylan when you played him last time?
I did, actually. It's my trophy piece at home. It's that nice metallic mug, and I stir my coffee, and it dings when the spoon hits around, and it lets me remind my wife how smart I am.
I love it.
Yes. Let the intelligence bells toll.
Yes. Well, that's fantastic.
She hates it. I love it.
I bet she does.
I'm sure she does. Exactly. She's like, geez, honey, I hope the elevator doesn't get stuck today. I like your attitude, David. Yeah, when I took your call, I said, okay, you know, you're going to win a mug, but only if you beat Dylan. And you said it's going to be a breeze.
Okay.
Oh, you know, I know Dylan's fully capable of taking this away from me, but, you know, I just got to come in with my best foot forward and best.
Are you a hockey player and in a scrum right now? you sound like it.
No, I'm just trying to boost my own confidence here. Someone's got to do it.
Fair enough.
And also, the dead giveaway, Lambo, was he at never once mentioned 110%.
No, that's true. Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
We're really just trying to get the puck in the back of the net.
Yeah, it's kind of
the idea here. All right, David, are you ready to play the game?
I'm ready.
All right. I know you've done this before, but I will remind people what's going on here. Today's Friday, which means there is no choice of topics today. On Fridays, we do Miscellaneous Friday. So I have different questions under different topic headings that have been left over for the last little bit. And you're going to get the first one, David. If you get that right, you get a point. If you get it wrong, then Dylan gets a chance to steal it. And that's how it will proceed between the two of you until one of you gets two questions correct and is declared the winner. And yes, David, a mug will be yours. I have no idea if it's going to be the same kind that you already have or not. We seem to have a couple of different ones floating around.
No, he's going to get the garbage one.
The garbage one?
Yeah, okay. We got the garbage one right now.
If I have two, I can maybe stir both of them in the morning and really tick off the wife.
Yeah.
It's going to be
find a new place to live.
Good time.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, David, you ready?
Yes, I'm
Miscellaneous
ready.
Friday. Here we go. Question number one is for you. It is under the category of movies with colors in the title.
Yes.
Movies with colors in the title, David. What 2005 film starring Michael Keaton revolves around electronic voice phenomenon, or EVP, where voices, which some believe to be from the other side, can be heard on audio recordings? What was the name of that movie?
Ooh. Michael Keaton, color movie. I'm not sure. I'm gonna have to. I got anything sad about it.
Oh no! White Noise is the movie you're thinking of.
That movie's called White Noise. Yeah, David. Oh no,
David. You know,
I'm sorry. You know, it's not a huge Keaton fan. You know, ever since Batman, he's fallen off.
Yeah,
what? No way. Keaton rules.
Keaton's done some good stuff. You never seen Beetlejuice?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. My bad. I've got two kids. I just watch a lot of cartoons now.
Yeah. Lame.
Oh, yeah. No, he did some good
stuff. Sounds super lame, bro.
Okay.
You have no idea.
We have won nothing for Dylan. We're going to back Dylan here. This could be over very quickly, David. I'm so sorry. Dylan,
know,
for the win. We're going to continue with movies with colors in the title, Dylan.
Oh, okay.
There have been three James Bond films with a color in the title. Name two of them.
Two of them.
The hint here for you is they all have the same color in the title. There's three. Oh. Name two.
Geez, Louise. I don't know. There's like Casino Time to Die. I'm going to say the color might be black, but I don't know.
Okay.
Black Betty. Whoa, Black Betty. A bang-a-lang. Whoa, Black Betty. Bang-a-lang. You've been so high.
That famous one? James Bond movie called Black Betty. No, that's not correct and not even close to anything. You're still alive, David. You can tie it up here with this, with an answer to this. Name two of the three James Bond movies that have a color in the title. They all have the same color in the title. That's your hint.
GoldenEye and Man with the Golden Gun.
What am I thinking?
GoldenEye, the Man with the Golden Gun and Goldfinger.
Dude.
The three movies.
It is, I'm going to admit it. It is a very rare occurrence that I will admit that I am not only wrong, but embarrassed.
Yeah.
Wow. GoldenEye was like the only video game I ever played in my whole life.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Oh, what an idiot.
Nicely done. Wow, David, you're still alive. We're tied all up now.
Damn you, David!
Yeah. Goldfinger, Man with the Golden Gun, GoldenEye. Okay. For the win now, David, over to you. Unhinged celebrities is your category.
Oh, perfect. That's my type of people.
Excellent. What classic Hollywood actor was charged with assault and vandalism in 1994 after taking a golf club to a Mercedes-Benz that had cut him off?
And this is an actor?
Yes.
Yeah, what classic Hollywood actor was charged with assault and vandalism after taking a golf club to a Mercedes-Benz that had cut him off in
1994? Oh, yeah, sorry.
God, you're taking forever, man.
Yeah.
Just take a guess. Come on. He's still alive.
He's still alive. I can't think of
any. Fine. I gave you plenty of chances there. Dylan?
Not Michael Keaton, although he was the Joker to Michael Keaton's Batman, Jack Nicholson.
Jack Nicholson. David, I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know what happened there. You were talking about it being a breeze. You were all confident. And you just kind of crapped the bed is what happened there, buddy.
You know, I think Dylan and my wife are in cahoots with me not getting this mug. I think there's some kind of conspiracy theory going on here.
There could be. Yeah.
Well, that explains why my underwear was left at your place. But anyway.
Whoa, that is a bit much. It also makes a digging sound when you hit it for some reason.
That's a chastity belt. Thank you very much.
David, well, you were a fun contestant, but unfortunately no mug for you today, my friend.
That's all right, guys. Thanks for having me, and have a Merry Christmas, you guys, as well.
You too, man.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dylan versus the World, brought to you by Volkswagen Victoria. Visit VWVictoria.com.